Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Want the opportunity to put your thoughts on a Metro Parks project? You now have the chance to do so.
Has inflation finally put Nashville's rent hikes to a halt?
Plus many large projects and towers announced for areas outside of downtown Nashville.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Had a lot of development news yesterday, mostly around the areas of SoBro and downtown. Now you're going to be looking at areas outside of downtown that are looking to get a lot of development as well, maybe even more than downtown Nashville. We will see. And you'll recognize maybe some areas you want to move to and areas that you may want to avoid. But if you don't have all of this knowledge, we do have somebody that does. If you are looking to relocate or maybe just looking for a spot in Nashville, but you want somebody who has the skinny on everything, that is Brad Reynolds. You can text or call him at 615-856-3270. If you're thinking Nashville, it just makes sense that you think Brad. You can find Brad at thinkbrad.com. Also, over the past few days, we've had a giveaway with Brad for some fresh hospitality food. So if you missed that, then make sure you're staying tuned because these are going to be kind of pop-up giveaways that we continuously do, and you'll be able to figure out if you have a chance to do so. And during those times when we do that, everybody who texts or calls Brad during this time also gets a little something. So everybody comes away a winner in those scenarios. So, but if you're interested in property or want to learn more about what's out there, 615-856-3270.
If you are moving to a neighborhood in Nashville, you may have a greenway that's near your neighborhood or near your house.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome. So according to News Channel 5, Metro Parks is pursuing a new greenway and looking for input on the design. And now we're going to head to surveymonkey.com and show you this Metro Park proposal.
It's not often that we get to participate in a survey like this. Usually we just see the results of it and we're like, where was the survey?
Yeah, and where was the funding for this?
So here's the survey. You can take it along with us. A little bit about where the greenway is going to be. The proposed greenway would tie into the existing 440 greenway near Centennial Park. It will follow an existing rail line owned by Cheatham County Rail Authority and extend to Frankie Pierce Park. Frankie Pierce Park, I believe, is just on the Cumberland River near the underside of the Cumberland River as it's going north and through downtown.
Yep.
And then to the Nashville Farmers Market.
So the map that we're looking at right now, the white solid lines are the parts that are already built. The dotted lines are the proposed or planned greenways, and then the yellow line, the one that they're talking about, is the proposed greenway. This is going to add a ton of greenway space if this actually happens. So we'll just scroll down, and then they ask you some questions. Do you have any comments about the draft guiding principles? That's question number one, even though, okay, whatever. What design elements would you like to see, or what design elements along the greenway are the most important to you?
Let's zoom into this.
Okay.
I like that it's well-designed, but it's small. So what do we want here? There's options of public art, signage about North Nashville's history along the greenway, wayfinding included signage and maps, park space, lighting and site furniture, end-of-trip facilities, safe crossings and connections, tree canopy, other.
I want them all, especially the history of Nashville.
Yeah, so let's click all of them. If it's allowing us to click all of them, why limit?
What should we change other to?
Other? What should we put for other? Let us know in the comments what you would put for other. That's very interesting.
What's your street address? You're not getting that. What's your zip code? You're not getting that either.
So is that it?
That's it.
That's it? So the rest is just information about us?
Yes.
That's it?
That's it. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
That's a survey, I guess,
all right,
everybody.
Well, That was it.
That was it.
So make the most of it.
You may also live on the Greenway in an apartment complex. And this is coming from the Tennessean. Nashville's record rental growth rates began to taper as inflation hits 40-year high.
So according to the Tennessean, over the past year, the average monthly rent increase in the city has been roughly 2% per month. Joel Sanders, founder of Apartment Insiders, gave this information. Even while the middle of peak leasing, while in the middle of peak leasing season, monthly rent increases are dipping towards 1%. And for Nashville, it seems very interesting. Depending on where you live, you may feel that a little bit more or less. Sanders also said, we are finally seeing some data telling us that the peak has come and come and went, which I don't believe, honestly, for apartment prices in Nashville. He said apartment rents probably won't go down and will continue to increase. Okay.
So you're still increasing.
Yeah, just as not as such a fast pace. So he's saying the percentage of the pace that it's increasing at, he thinks has peaked, and it will not increase as quickly. The slight drop in rent growth comes after historic highs in the 2021 that persisted throughout the first half of 2022, with year-over-year rent growth remaining above 20%. And that's what Nashvillians are feeling.
Growth.
That 20% is what Nashvillians are really feeling there. The average rent for an apartment in the greater Nashville area encompassing Davidson County, Murfreesboro, and Franklin was $1,611 last month, a $17 uptick from the month prior, according to an August apartmentdata.com market report. But that 2% that he was talking about was per month, which is still
a lot.
That's still a lot. It adds up because for apartments, you don't see that 2% per month increase. You get it in your, when you re-up your lease, you see all of that adding up when you re-up your lease. So that would be 24% theoretically, if it was 2% per month.
So in Nashville surrounding city, the average rent prices last month were $1,498 in Murfreesboro, $1,941 in Brentwood, and this is the big number, $2,038 in Franklin, folks.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. So that is a 40-year record high for inflation rates, and the rental costs, they're saying, outpace income growth. Everybody who's been in Nashville knows that. That is not a secret. And so really what we've seen is a lot of people moving outside of the city, not just because of the cost, a lot of other factors as well for that, traffic, schools, things like that. But price is definitely a factor in there.
It would be interesting if they covered Wilson County in that, like what Lebanon is happening in that, like the apartment markets. Now let's talk about some local food. I had the opportunity to go to The Wash last week, and you may have no idea what The Wash is. It's kind of like it's a food hall with five different restaurants and a bar that's inside of an old car wash. It's a really cool thing. It's a super unique Nashville thing, and I had the restaurant Two Peruvian Chefs, and I had the smoked pork belly sandwich.
That thing looked fantastic.
It was like the size of both of my hands, like this. Like it was a large and hearty sandwich. So it had smoked pork belly on it. I had like coleslaw on top. It had like the green mint sauce that they have, or black mint sauce that they have. And then on the bottom of it, there was a giant sweet potato, which was super interesting. The flavor was amazing. The first bite burnt my mouth, so I wasn't able to taste it all the way through, but it was a great sandwich.
I had Caliber Coffee recently, and it was fantastic. They had their blueberry roast as their light roast, so they've switched.
Is that their fall seasonal usually? So
I can't remember exactly if it's maybe it's their first fall flavor.
Yeah, I think it's
when it goes to second summer, maybe they'll switch it up a little bit
to their actual fall flavors,
back to the summer flavor maybe.
We're gonna be doing a tasting soon of their flavors.
We'll do it regardless, but it was really good. It was a great flavor. Always have great coffee experiences there at Caliber Coffee. All right, let's head over to Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
For Explorers Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to check out Assembly Food Hall, because we're on the theme of food halls. You might as well go to a food hall because we're talking about the food halls.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, so Assembly Food Hall is located in downtown Nashville in 5th and Broad. There's almost 30 restaurants inside of this north and south divided building. There's a little bridge in between both of those, but they have incredible restaurants like Prince's Hot Chicken. They have Smokin' Chicken. They have Istanbul Swarma. They have multiple different ethnic foods, and it's an amazing place where you can go with a group and people can eat all differently or different items. So if you're going
with
somebody,
you can eat differently too. Like I can eat with my hands, you can eat with a fork.
That's true. Yeah. Or just with your mouth on the table, like that's kind of sick, but you can. It's you. Do what you got to do. but it's a great place to take groups, especially if there's a picky eater in your group.
There you go. So check out Assembly Food Hall at the 5th Broad in downtown Nashville. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Caffeine. And one of the best places to get caffeine in Middle Tennessee is our sponsor, Blessed Day Coffee. You can head over to blesseddaycoffee.com. And we have some exciting news. We have our own roast of coffee, everybody. It's awesome.
Well, we talked about this on Friday, so yeah.
It's not new news.
Yeah, it's round two of the news. But we have some amazing flavors. We get caffeinated literally every single day with Blessed Day Coffee, it is strong and it is fantastic, and the flavors are just incredible. And we're going to show you the two roasts that have come out in collaboration with us and Blessed Day Coffee. So the first is the Nash Burrow.
Look, you can have our faces on the back.
Espresso roast. It's not the first thing I would want to see in the morning.
That's the first thing I
mean, I have to look in the mirror, so I get it. I understand. I see it there. But Stuart, so what's the significance behind Nash Burrow for the name Nash Burrow? Why not Nashville?
Well, so Nash Burrow was the initial fort in downtown Nashville, and initially Nashville was called Nash Burrow, and then in 1806 the state of Tennessee recognized the city of Nashville, not Nash Burrow, as a city in our in the state of Tennessee. So just a very significant to the history. If you want to learn about the history of Nashville, you need to check out our YouTube channel, explore.nash. But then we also have a secondary roast, and this one is important too. So this is Tennessee Sunshine Blonde Roast. So if you need some really light roast coffee,
yes,
and you need some caffeine because you're getting
that wasn't a question.
I need it right now. But if you're getting up super early for the sunrise, which it's getting to fall, folks, like it's my favorite time of the year. The sunrises are going to be at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like it's a beautiful time. I've been waking up the last 3 or 4 days at like 4:30, 4:45.
You're like, I wish the sun was already up.
I wish the sun was out because then I could like see everything. Yeah. But what I do is I drink some of this coffee and then I go see the sunrise. So it's always a great time.
So, and what's also really significant, and we chose this spot that you're seeing. If you're not listening, make sure you go watch this segment on our YouTube channel. And this is in the Tennessee Sunshine Blonde Roast. This location is the Bluff Overlook at the Narrows of Harpeth State Park. This is one of our favorite places to experience a sunrise near Nashville.
And that's actually a photo of mine of a sunrise. So if you need some good caffeine, use code EXPLR20 to take 20% off your order right now.
And you get free delivery for those of you who are in the Nashville area. And so you can't beat that. You get some great light roasts. It reminds me of the great, beautiful sunrises of Nashville, Tennessee. It'll wake you up really strong. You get 20% off and you get free delivery. So make sure to go to blesseddaycoffee.com and check those out.
So if you're going through all of our show archives, you may notice that we have a title of this episode that we've already titled this episode. We had no idea until we titled this episode, but that's
consistency is the key.
It's a little funny thing. But we talked about this. It had to be like 3 months ago. And we're like, this is a massive.
Oh, no. This was a long time
this
ago.
This was more than 3 months
this
ago.
This was almost a year ago, I feel like.
Yeah. So check in our archives. Somebody can do the work for us. But it's a massive site that is in Green Hills. And it's absolutely crazy how big this site is. And so this is a rendering coming from the Nashville Business Journal. This image is from the Metro Planning Department. And then, so what you're looking at right now is a massive tower in the area or neighborhood called Green Hills. This thing is large and in charge. And it may look familiar. So if you look to the right-hand side, there's a little blue down there. That's the
just a little bit. I mean, you're so high up in the air that it's hard to see.
So that is the home of the Bluebird Cafe, which is one of the best singer-songwriter experiences here in Nashville. But this tower, when we talked about this tower in episode 752, I believe, was the actual episode that we talked
about.
So,
yes, 752. I thought it was a long time ago.
So
this was February of this year.
So 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
it felt like so much longer.
Which is crazy. But we talked about this massive tower, and they're like, okay, this is coming to this area. But the reason we're talking about it again is they actually closed on the land deal. So this tower will become a reality.
So the firm, Brookside, along with Brookside Properties, which previously owned the land, they're pursuing this 22-story residential tower. So this will easily be the tallest thing in Green Hills, 264 units in this. Atlanta architect, the Preston Partnership, appears to be handling the design. This is it's very interesting that it's so close to Bluebird Cafe.
200 feet away.
Yeah, I know that's probably, they just had to draw the line there because Bluebird's not going away or redesigning.
Or they would have bought all of it.
Yeah, or I truly think so. I truly think they would have bought all of that.
And it would have been like five towers.
Yeah, yeah. But Green Hills is gonna change fast, and I think it's going to be one of the areas that will develop quickly in the suburbs of Nashville.
I also think it's
already developed, but develop upwards.
Yeah, I think it's also going to be the luxury market south of Nashville.
Yeah.
Which, that's what Green Hills is already.
Yeah, it's already.
Speaking of towers, we knew this was coming, and I didn't think it was coming this fast, but it's coming this fast. A couple months ago, January 1st, there was a dairy plant that closed in downtown Nashville, and we're like, oh, no, buy dairy. And it closed in downtown Nashville. It's a huge plant. And they just announced, this is coming from the Nashville Post, a Canadian development company is going to be building three towers on the site. And you may be wondering where exactly this site is in downtown Nashville. Well, we have Greg, the Google guy. He's about to drop into a parachute. He's dropping it like it's hot. He's looking right now at where this site is in downtown Nashville.
All right. So, Greg, we're bringing your perspective up here. If you are watching, all right, so this is the Midtown site. You may recognize this only because you've driven by it trying to get on the interstate or off the interstate just right of 40 in downtown Nashville. So kind of the entrance into Midtown by the Church Street.
Yes.
Yeah, by Church Street.
Church Street's right there. Yep.
And so we knew that this is very, very valuable, and it's also valuable not because of it's just land in downtown Nashville. It's valuable because it serves as another kind of entrance into Nashville because it's right on that edge near the interstate. So whatever's going there is going to be of somewhat significance, more than it would be to sit five blocks off of that downtown entrance area. And it's going to be big, and I think it's living up to its potential for what it's going to be.
Yeah, so this is coming from the Nashville Post Instagram. This is going to be a four-structure building or four structures throughout this site, and they're going to have three towers and one seven-story building. So they're going to have Tower 1, which is going to be 30 stories, Tower 2, 35 stories,
ooh,
Tower 3, 45 stories.
Wow.
And then you have base. Seven stories, so it's a very
it's base
small
camp.
Thing.
That's home base.
But if you look behind here, if you look in this rendering closely, they actually have renderings of other buildings that's being built behind the site.
Yeah,
because that's going to be the home of the Reed district that we talked about here in the past,
which is huge in its own right.
Which is right next to Broad West. Which, speaking of Broad West, this is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. There's a site that sold a little bit west of Broad West. we have the outline of this, the property that sold in Midtown right here. So this is outlined in red. I have Greg the Google guy on the street as well.
Well, so not only is this close to Broadwest, this is where they had their offices.
Oh.
While they were working on Broadwest.
Fancy.
But a company paid $6.1 million. Their real estate firm called Vasland, I guess consignment is COS, they paid $6.1 million for this 113 7th Avenue North site in Midtown, according to newly filed deeds. It spans just 1.5 acres. It was used as the Broadwest condos kind of office, and they haven't really said what they're going to be using it for. Here's Greg on site.
I think it's going to be a skyscraper.
Quick as a scooter in downtown Nashville. You said it's going to be, what do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be a skyscraper. Like, look at what's happening through all of the rest of Midtown. There's a few other sites near this area that are going to be 18 to 20 story buildings.
Yeah.
It has to be a form of a skyscraper. So if you're wondering where this is, well, we're right across the street's Broadwest, that huge development of the Conrad
Hotel.
All
you
got to
do is look up.
Just got to look up. But then there's a Twice Daily here. That's one of the busiest Twice Dailies probably in all of Nashville.
Yeah.
It's insane. But it's a great restroom stop if you're looking for a good restroom in downtown or in Midtown of Nashville.
Also, while we're talking about Broadwest, the Business Journal's providing some great context here. They've recruited some of Nashville's largest employers recently. Baker Donaldson Law Firm is in Broadwest, as well as Louisiana Pacific Corporation.
Those are both in the
office tower for Broadwest.
All right, so we're just heading down West End now. We're not on Broadway anymore. We're heading down the West End, and we're talking about Vanderbilt University. And I asked a question to Aaron earlier. I said, do you think Vanderbilt owns more land than the city of Nashville?
And we'll talk about that here in a second, because I think I have a good answer for that question. So why are we talking about Vanderbilt and property that they own? Well, they just bought a property on West End for $3.8 million. Some of you may recognize it. We'll put it here on the screen. This is where Cumberland Transit, a great outdoor store, is located. There's a Verizon store there as well.
The Verizon store is the one that had the mural of the one.
It's the old Vanderbilt mural, I believe.
And it was a lot of controversy when somebody painted over it with another mural.
Yeah.
There was so much controversy.
So Vanderbilt declined to comment on the transaction, or Vanderbilt's head of real estate declined to comment on the transaction. But the Nashville Business Journal, they've been killing it here with a lot of context here of other Vanderbilt purchases over the last few years, just for context of the land grab that Vanderbilt's been going after. Most recently, according to the Business Journal, the private college paid $55 million for just over 5 acres containing the 21st Avenue Panera Bread, saying it was prepping for the evolution of campus over the next 20 to 30 years. Many campuses do that already, but Vanderbilt's in a very unique situation because of the expense for all of this stuff. Because of its proximity in downtown Nashville. I'll put this on the screen here for context, because we're going through a lot of properties in a similar area. In 2020, it snagged a nearby Wendy's for $5 million. It's the one right across from Centennial Park. You see it there on the screen. That gave the university 7 acres of contiguous land near Centennial Park. 1 year earlier, in 2019, the school paid $103.1 million for 3 buildings containing Redlands Grill, Holiday Inn, and a small office property. So that's what you see
right there
in front of you. It's just behind their football stadium.
Yeah, you're getting blinded by the sun right now. But
Greg,
yeah.
Are you okay? Do you need to put some sunglasses on?
I think
on?
You need CPR, folks.
Vanderbilt is also currently under contract for the West End Qdoba building. Qdoba closed all their locations in Nashville.
Which is interesting.
A couple months ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be honest, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. But they're under contract there, and that is closer to West End. It's right across from the DGX, that fancy Dollar General, on 21st Avenue.
Greg just near ran there.
Greg,
down.
Good Lord, Greg, yeah. Slow down. Yeah, watch out
like
for traffic.
He was blinded by the light, and now he's here.
he's a speed racer.
There's the Qdoba.
Uh-huh.
That site's been closed since when?
4 or 5 months. Yeah, maybe the winter.
While, so.
And then last April, the university broke ground on its new graduate housing complex.
Which we need to show this thing. This thing is going to be beautiful.
And also, they announced new facilities for kind of the locker room situation and a new entrance for the basketball arena. Here is the
Vanderbilt Graduate Village.
The graduate housing complex, which, I mean, good for them.
That's cool.
That's not a Harry Potter castle, so that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But the graduates, that's only for the undergrads. They get the Harry Potter stuff. But Vanderbilt, so Stuart, your question, will Vanderbilt own more property than the city of Nashville? No. But will their property be more valuable than all of the land the city of Nashville owns? I think that's a more interesting question because Nashville has a lot of parks, but the value of those parks may not be as much as the Vanderbilt property. So I think that's an interesting question.
If Percy Warner were to sell, which it won't.
That's, yeah.
It's over 3,000 acres.
I think Nashville still is the winner.
If that were to sell, that would be a $1 billion property.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Hands down.
Yeah, but it's a good thought. It's a good thought. Vanderbilt's, they may be a close second, and then, probably BlackRock.
that's true. All right, so we're making our way into Donelson, and I find this one really interesting because I was getting my haircut the other day, and my barber said, this site's for sale. And I was like, what site? And she's like, all of it. Like, all that you're in.
All that the light touches.
Is for sale. And I was like, okay. And then the building across the street from that building is for sale as well. And so we're going to be looking at the site of Party Foul in Donelson.
How did Greg get over there so quick?
Dude, he has teleportation powers.
That light rail will never exist at Nashville.
That's only in our imaginations.
It's only Greg has access to this light
rail.
He's
just so smart. Yeah. Such a good man.
So we are just off of between Lebanon Pike and Old Lebanon Pike in Donelson. For what you may recognize if you've been in Nashville, the Party Foul building in Donelson, that is for sale. Don't worry, Party Foul's fine.
So
they're in a long-term lease.
Where Bowtie Barber Club is, that's for sale.
This BowtieBarberClub.com.
Yeah, this place right here, CTS Time Systems, is for sale. And I believe these buildings are for sale. I think.
Yeah. So
it's kind of interesting.
It is very interesting. I know with. With Party Foul still secure. They talk about this in the Nashville Post article. It is very interesting. But if you remember, for our longtime listeners, our conversations in previous times with council members and just looking at the Donelson area, we did an entire neighborhood series on Donelson. That area, the Nashville Star is nearby. They're building a new library in that area. That area has been under major development. More restaurants are coming in that area. That is the hottest part of Donelson by far. Big plans over the next 50 years are secured for that Donelson area. So whatever they're doing, I think it's a long-term play because they know what's coming. They know it's going to involve either the Nashville Star, some kind of light rail system, or... that area is just going to grow tremendously because that's where the city is also focusing for the Donelson community.
All right. So Greg, he just jumped across the river. He hopped, skipped, and jumped.
Good for him.
Did other things. And now he's in East Nashville at 203 North 11th Street. And it looks like there's a permits that have been applied. Or applied for, but there's no. It's also saying new images, but I'm not seeing any images on the Nashville Post. So we're just going to show the site.
All right. So according to the Post, new images have been released in a permit application filed with Metro Historic Zoning Commission related to a townhome project planned for a Five Points area property located catty corner from Neighborhood Bar Red Door Saloon East.
Which that's Red Door Saloon.
Yep.
So. Catty corner.
Yep. Right so that'd there. Be that would be right there. So a Franklin-based developer paid $1.65 million. They've not commented on this story for the 0.2-acre unimproved property located at this northeast corner right there. A permit references site plan approval is being sought and notes Nashville-based Southeast Venture will serve as the architect for the project. I mean, when you know when Southeast Venture's coming in, like something cool is coming in.
Oh, you know.
So this is not something small in there with seemingly a working name of Five Points Townhomes. So maybe nothing to get too excited about, but hopefully they fit some retail in there as well. The building will offer six townhomes and a parking structure. Wow.
That's
a parking
cool.
structure in East Nashville, huh?
Who would have thought?
Very interesting in there. So that is very interesting. Let us know what you think about a parking structure in
East Nashville.
In East Nashville, because
so then you could avoid that street parking.
Remember when we talked about parking lots in East Nashville? When we talked about that area down by
the river,
not down by the river, but where Hunter Station is and everything.
Oh yeah,
I remember saying something to the fact of we are going to move to a city where parking is not available
anywhere.
Maybe parking structures are the answer for East Nashville.
Maybe.
Hopefully you can park there for Five Points Pizza. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you'd like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.